fast cars on low income, the ATO is looking into you. To explain a little bit more, we've got Michelle Maynard. She's an expert. She's a contact media stable expert, a part of the Carbon Group.
That's right. She is a fantastic accountant, aren't you, Michelle? Lovely to have a chat.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So let's take a look at what the ATO is saying at the moment, that if you've sort of cried poor, but they can see you've spent some cash on some splashy, flashy things, they might be knocking on your door.
Yeah, so this is a program which actually is in its 16th year, but not many people know about it, and it's kind of changed tact a little bit this year. But basically what it is, all the states and territories will report cars that have been transferred over the value of $10,000 to the ATO. And usually that's no harm, no foul, it's just a car transaction. But what the ATO is doing is taking that information and see who is buying those cars and then cross-matching that with their tax return. And it certainly is more of the things, if you've got a nice flash new Maserati but you've got no income reported in your tax return, the ATO is going to ask a little bit of a question. And so this is normally being targeted out at our high net worth individuals as part of the audit and sort of looking at them. But this year the ATO is changing tact with that as well, and they're going to add the early release of super onto that, because we all know that millions of Australians dipped into our super this year, and it was meant to be for financial hardship, but caravan sales are through the roof and car sales are through the roof. So the ATO is going to be looking at that, matching that with the early release of super applicants and possibly doing a please explain.
Michelle, but the super is our money anyway, isn't it? It's not the government's. It's not a tax. They're putting it aside for us. It's our money. So we shouldn't
I agree.
Be... Yeah.
I agree with them. It's your money for your retirement. And I think that's where people get it a little bit wrong. And that is the catch cry, that it's mine and I should know what I'm going to do with it and I should be in charge of it. And I completely get we're all adults and we make decisions. But sometimes we make really bad ones, like buying cars rather than putting money away for our retirement. And I suppose it comes down to, in 20, 30 years' time, if we've taken that money out and we've gone and bought a flash new four-wheel drive and we don't have any money for retirement, whose job is it then to support us?
Yeah.
True, but technically, we're not stealing money and it's not financial fraud and it's not evading tax. Our super is our money. We can spend it on whatever we like, right?
You can. However, under the early release of super, that scheme that was introduced because of COVID, there were two criteria. And the first criteria was you had to have been adversely financially impacted by COVID, step one. And step two was you had to have been made redundant or been on some unemployment payments, or you had to have had a reduction in your income by 20% or more. So completely true. If you had accessed that money and you were entitled to it, that's completely fine. But it was meant to be a financial hardship measure, in that it was meant to help you pay the mortgage or keep food on the table or pay bills. It wasn't meant to kick you out in a brand new 4x4.
No.
So, and I think that's where the ATO is sort of looking at it, going, you know, you signed an agreement when you applied for it. And that was a self-assessed program. So nobody assessed your application. The ATO didn't look at everybody and say, yes, you meet the criteria. No, you didn't. You ticked the boxes when you accessed that money and said, yes, I'm doing it for the right reasons. And now it's in the ATO's wheelhouse to go back and check that, like anything you do with them. And so they're using this information from the states and territories about who's bought new cars to sort of add a little bit of armour and arsenal in their weaponry.
So if you look at it that way, Davey, if you think about you and I sharing a house, right, and the bills come in and I say, Dave, I don't have enough money for my share of the rent this week. Can I borrow $500? You say, sure, Melza, here's your $500. I then go and spend it on beer and kebabs rather than paying my share of the rent. And then when the rent's due, I've got nowhere to live. So if you think about it that way,
but here's
yes,
the thing,
it's the
Mel,
money you can do what you like.
It's not like that. It's like if you said to me,
give me my money back.
Yes, here's $500. Put that aside for me. Can I borrow $200 of my $500 to pay my bills or to get something I like because it's my money? That's what it's like.
I get it, but you'll be living your retirement years in the backseat of a very flash Commodore that you bought in 2020, and I hopefully will be living in a nice home and I'll be fine.
Hey, Michelle, how do they actually pick you out? How do they make their selection of people to look into?
Yeah, interesting question. So basically, it's all data matching and AI to start with. So they have a lot of information on us, and it is very much Big Brother is watching. But basically, you know, they get fed information from, you know, your employer now reports what they pay every time they pay you, whether that's weekly, fortnightly, or monthly. They obviously have their tax return information that they get when you lodge one. They get information from banks and investments and a whole range of different places. And then basically, it's a data match. So in terms of the early release of Super, the first thing that they will be doing is they have the names and dates of birth and tax file numbers of everybody who has applied, and then they'll run a program where they then scan those people's tax returns and have they got a redundancy payment in there, have they got a drop in earnings compared from this year to last year, and then again the next step is, do they have a flash new car? And it's basically just running those data matches, and then they'll flag it. In terms of how this program was originally used, it was for high net worth individuals and their groups, so they would look at who owns trusts and companies, you know, have their names on those but don't have any information in their own tax return but have all these really nice assets. So it was initially targeted for the top end of town, but because they have the information and they have this program that they need to cross-check, they'll be using it for that this year too.
Okay, because it used to be, I mean, we've all heard the stories of one of our mates who's a single mum whose ex-husband's the bad guy and he hides all his money and he says he's got no cash and yet he's driving a new car and they've got a caravan and they've got a beach house. That's sort of where it was targeted, yeah?
It was definitely, and even more sort of bigger than that, like, you know, the real top end of town where they, you know, they had, you know, several houses and properties, yeah, and really successful businesses and, you know, had never had anything. So, you know, the ATO really is trying to do the right thing in how it was originally started, because people can move money around, it is possible, and not pay tax on it. So it is, they do want to do the right thing to start with, and they're looking at, you know, who's got all these assets that doesn't look like they can afford it on paper, but they seem to have all of these assets in their name. So it was originally targeted to be a, you know, please explain for those people. So a good program, and obviously all the more data the ATO has, the more they can find these sort of stuff and make sure everybody's paying their fair share.
Well, Davey, you and I'll be fine because we've got no money and our cars are crap.
I'm just about to jump on the Gumtree looking how to sell a beach house, a gold suit and a Ferrari right now. Going so fast.
Rolex is always the one that's true that I've
been. Michelle, if our listeners are tuning in now and they're thinking, maybe I've done the wrong thing, is there an opportunity to fix it before Big Brother comes knocking?
Yeah, so what the ATO has said is if you have happened to take, if you've happened to take Super and you don't think you meet the criteria anymore, do not put it back into Super, because that creates your whole range of more problems. It's not kind of like I can just pay it back and this is all forgiven type thing. Contact your accountant or contact the ATO and they will take you through the next steps. But basically, if you've taken Super out that you weren't really entitled to, it's going to be added to your tax return as assessable income and you're going to have to pay tax on it.
Yeah. So basically, you're a bit screwed. A little bit.
Well, you just need to pay tax on it, really.
Yeah, just tax it up.
Yeah, so if you have to pay a bit of tax on it, you still get to keep your own money.
Davey,
you just
do
get
you put,
taxed again.
Do you put your money into your mattress?
All the time.